Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Welcome to the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show. The Blackhawks snap a five-game winless skid by beating the Seattle Kraken 4-2 at Climate Pledge Arena. Charlie Meliotis here in our downtown Chicago studio. It's almost Sunday morning here, so we're going to go to Seattle and bring in Steve Conrad, where it's still, 9:52 over there in Seattle, Steve? So we still got a couple hours, but it's a late one. But those who stayed up for this one, we were treated to a 4-2 victory over Seattle. Just your thoughts on this Blackhawks win.
Hey, listen, I was really impressed. At this time of the year when, you're out of the playoffs and you're out of the playoffs, sometimes it's tough to get motivated. This team was motivated right from the drop of the puck. Real good first period. I think the shots were 10-4, 11-4 in period number one. And, you would expect that would have been the period that we would have seen from the Seattle Kraken. They were desperate for points. 3 points out of a playoff spot with, literally time running out for them. They've lost some key games down the stretch. I think they thought this might be an easier game than it was against Chicago. So I give Chicago credit. They were physical. Great forecheck, great backcheck, a lot of detail to their game. And of course they had the 2-0 lead at the end of that second period. And then, you finally saw a little bit of pushback from Seattle, but, bend, no break in the Blackhawks. Arvid Soderblom, I thought, played a really, really strong hockey game. Happy for him to get the win. He got that last win 5 games ago, too, when he won in New York on Long Island. So good for the big Swede. He gets another win under his belt. And this team can feel good because it wasn't just one line. It was all four lines. Sacha Boisvert on that fourth line. They end up scoring the game-winning goal, and as John Weideman put so eloquently, a really strong game from Landon Slaggard, who, maybe doesn't get as much ice time as he deserves at time being on that fourth line. He was a big part of this victory tonight.
Steve, it felt like a really solid overall defensive performance by the Blackhawks. They, according to Natural Stat Trick, just 10 high danger chances allowed in all situations. So in the entire game, both even strength, power play, whatever, Arvid made some big saves, but I thought the Blackhawks did a really nice job defensively of tightening things up because things have been a little loose over the last couple weeks here. And so it was nice to see them just play some tight D as a 5-man unit out there.
Well, that is a good point. The high danger chances weren't there like they were against Colorado and against the New York Islanders, even the New York Rangers. In each of those games, he saw well over 40 shots fired his way. In this one, what did they end up with? I don't have the final numbers here, but I think it was under 30 shots, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 27 for
27
Seattle.
27 shots. That's great. That's outstanding. So you're right. It wasn't as tough a game as maybe. But listen, as a goaltender, you got to make the big save at the right time. And I'll go back to that second goal the Blackhawks scored. Huge shot by Brandon Montour. Could have maybe tied the game at 1-1. It's 1-0 at the time. He makes the big stop. He kicks it well out to the blue line. Blackhawks get going the other way. They end up scoring that second goal. That was the Bertuzzi goal. And then, now they're up 2-0. So instead of being tied, it's 2-0 off a big save. So the big save at the right time, and that's what Arvid gave them. And, I agree. I think here's what I noticed about the Blackhawks. The D did a real good job standing up at the blue line, and they were getting help from the forwards, the back check. And when you have back pressure on guys, now they can't go east-west as much. They kind of got to keep going in a straight line. And as a defenseman, that makes your job a lot easier. Now you can steer the guy off into the boards. The boards are your friend as a defenseman. And you can use that wedge to kind of stop the guy up. So great back-checking by all the four forward lines. And I thought the defense played a pretty solid game also.
Shout out to Arvid Soderblom for the performance that he had too, because we talked about it in the pregame show, Steve. His last three starts, he faced 135 total shots. That's an average of 45 shots allowed per game over those three starts. I'm sure it was nice for him where, 27 is, it's like a perfect number of a sweet spot for a goaltender where they're in the action, but it's just enough where it's not overtaxing. And so he made the saves he needed to, and maybe one or two extra in this game. And so it was great to see him also pick up a win too, because we've seen him, you know, stop 43 shots on 47 attempts and him pick up a loss. But it was nice for him to kind of get a win to feel good about himself.
Yeah, 8 wins now on the season, so he's 8-12-3. You know, he could get to 10 wins this season. It depends on how many more starts he gets between now and the end of the regular season. And you're right, you know, that sweet spot of 27 shots, you know, that's 8 to 10 a period. I think that's great. Keeps the goaltender in it, and they stay sharp. The other thing I noticed, he played the puck a couple of times really well. And, you know, sometimes you don't think European netminders play the puck as goaltenders as well as maybe North Americans do. But, you know, we've seen Finnish netminders, you know, UC Saros comes to mind in Nashville, really be active, you know, handling the puck. And I thought tonight a couple of times, especially in that second period, did a great job of headmanning the puck, catching the Seattle Kraken on changes and just relieving a lot of pressure. So Arvid, you know, does a real good job tracking pucks through traffic, and some of those shots that he faced came through traffic, but also did a real good job, you know, playing the puck up the ice. Now, that all being said, there was still a couple of rebounds, and I'm sure that he'll go over with Jimmy Waite, the fantastic goaltending coach with the Chicago Blackhawks, something he still needs to work on. But all goaltenders are going to give up the odd rebound, and, you know, that's something that, you know, he doesn't have to worry about tonight because he got the win.
How about Sacha Boisvert scoring his first career NHL goal? And like you just mentioned to John, that turns out to be the game winner. So that'll be a memorable one for him. I believe that's the third Blackhawk this season now that has scored their first career NHL goal this year. Frandell, Nick Lardis, and now Sacha Boisvert. I mean, that probably loosens up the shoulders a bit when you can get one finally in your first career NHL goal.
Yeah, you know, I thought he played really well tonight. I thought the first couple of starts that Sacha had, maybe a little nervous. And, you know, I felt bad for him because he was with the team for, you know, a week, maybe a little over a week, and wasn't able to play because of the visa issues. And then all of a sudden, Anton Frandell shows up, and he gets into a game before Sacha does, and, you know, plays really well. And you know, all of a sudden, Sacha had to kind of live with it for a while, and when he played his first game, I thought he was real nervous. But that all being said, he's really settled into a role here, doing a good job on that fourth line. And to score your first NHL goal, boy, it just takes a lot of pressure off you. All of a sudden, you know, you feel better about yourself because it's like, okay, I belong. You know, I knew I could do this, and I've done it now. And it's not just playing your first game, it's getting your first goal. And especially for a guy who's kind of known as a goal scorer, you know, not so much in college, but, you know, during his junior career, known for putting the puck in the net. He's a first round draft pick. So that's what they count on him for. And as a fourth liner, sometimes tough to do, but he gets his first goal. It's a game winner. And I think he's going to feel a lot better about his game now and feel maybe more a part of the team. And the guys welcome him in as a teammate, but you really feel a more of a part of it when you've contributed, you score a goal, it happens to be the game winner, and you really feel like you belong.
All right, last one for you, Steve. Final road game of the season on Monday, and it'll be Connor Bedard versus Macklin Celebrini in San Jose. How much are you looking forward to this matchup? Two of the young superstars in our league and are going to be the faces of the NHL for a long time.
Yeah, well, you just took the words right out of my mouth. They are the face of the NHL, along with Matthew Schaefer out with the New York Islanders. Listen, there's a bunch of guys. Leo Carlson's doing a real good job in Anaheim, but Anaheim's struggling right now. San Jose on a four-game win streak, and I'm not too sure. I think they're playing the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they're playing Nashville tonight, and I think they just lost. They just lost 6-3. So that four-game winning streak gets snapped.
Yeah,
but they were playing really well in those four games.
They were in the number two wild card spot. I don't know if they'll still be there at the end of the night, but that doesn't really matter right now. We're looking forward to that game. And these guys are friends off the ice. They train together a little bit, Macklin Celebrini and Connor Bedard, both from North Vancouver, just basically in Vancouver. And so they know each other really well. But you know, they're true competitors. They want to one-up each other, and that's why I'm really looking forward to this hockey game. What Macklin Celebrini has done this year, he's put himself into the Hart Trophy conversation as the MVP of the league, and you know, maybe rightly so, because nobody expected San Jose to be possibly pushing for a playoff spot. I don't think, you know, if they don't make the playoffs, I don't think he'll be considered for the Hart Trophy. But still, what he's done as a teenager, well over 100 points, only six other teenagers have ever done that in NHL history. That certainly is special. But you know, Connor Bedard, don't know. Did he pick up any points today?
I think he got a couple. Yeah, two assists.
No way.
Yeah, two assists in this game.
There you go.
But it was he gained a secondary one on the empty netter, so that one's obviously you don't remember that one. But the yeah, I picked up the primary on the Tara Vinen goal. But it was a weird goal, so I don't fault you for not remembering.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it was a quiet 2 points.
It was a quiet 2 points, but it's 2 points all the same. And you know, these guys. That's one thing about goal scorers. They're really competitive that way, and I think you're going to see the best out of Connor Bedard in a couple of nights.
Well, we're going to see the best out of you on Monday in San Jose as well, because you do a great job, as always, tonight. Now I can say this morning here in Chicago at 12:03, so get some rest.
Easter.
Yeah.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, now, what's a Greek Easter like? Give me just a real quick rundown on what your day is going to look like tomorrow.
Well, Orthodox Easter is next Sunday, so tomorrow is going to be our Palm Sunday, and then it's our Holy Week. But, yeah, there's going to be a lamb on a spit, for sure. That's a Greek staple, but
so I've been to a Greek guy's house and we did have Easter there. I thought it was a greyhound on a spit, because you know it's a lamb, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and when you see a lamb without all its fur, it kind of looks like a greyhound. So lot skinnier than I thought, but well, that'll be fun. So who's in charge of the spit?
Not me this year. Last year I was.
Okay. Well, good. Well, listen, enjoy, and next week, enjoy, but have a happy Easter tomorrow, too.
Awesome. Steve, if I may, Charlie, before you leave.
Yes,
Charlie,
John.
It's John, before you leave.
John, what's up, John? Good morning.
I got back on because we were talking about Easter and from the Greek culture. Christos Anesti, my friend. To all the Greek people out there that are listening in, all you Greek folks, you're great, wonderful people. To all of you, Christos Anesti, to all of you.
Thank you so much, John. Have a happy Easter, okay?
You're very welcome. You too, Charlie. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night, boys.
All right.
We got Blackhawk sound rolling in from the locker room. Sacha Boisvert, Arvid Soderblom, and Alex Vlasic, they spoke to the media a short time ago, so we'll hear what they had to say when the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show rolls on after this on 720 WGN.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Now Del Mastro from the right point tried to put the puck into the corner. And again, Landon Slaggart is just being a royal pain in the neck. He works the puck free. Here's Korchinski, left circle. Put it in front. Boisvert shoots. He scores! Sacha Boisvert scores his first National Hockey League goal. All from hard work by Landon Slaggart and company. Boisvert will go for a skate and fist bump everybody on the bench. And somebody get that puck. It's 3-1 Hawks.
Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Somebody did get that puck because it was Sacha Boisvert's first career NHL goal and point, by the way. That was his fifth NHL game. He had 0 points in his first four NHL games, and it turned out to be the game winner. Let's hear what the 2024 first round pick had to say after scoring his first career NHL goal.
Yeah, 100%. It's my first NHL win as well, so that made it even better. So, yeah.
What do you see from Korchinski making that pass over you?
Yeah, obviously we kind of had a good shift there going on, and then I think everyone kind of contributed, whether it was on the forecheck and then Slager made a good play to Korchinski, and then Korch just gave it to me, and I just had to put it in.
What goes to your mind when the puck goes in?
I'm just happy. I mean, it was a big goal too, so kind of I knew it was a big goal, so I was really like, you could see kind of my motion getting going, and then I was really happy to obviously make the lead bigger.
How important is it just to get some validation when you're up here, when you're starting to get that first goal and get that monkey off your back?
Yeah, obviously it feels really good. Just I mean, it's a stepping stone. Just kind of gives me confidence moving forward. And then, obviously I'm happy.
What have you learned about the NHL so far?
I mean, it's a good league. Guys you can tell guys are pro. Like, we play every 2 days pretty much. So really got to take care of your body and all that stuff, like, outside of the rink. Like, there's so much stuff going on that people don't see outside that guys do. And it's really, like, it kind of gives me, like, a guidance on what to do off the ice to keep going.
What are some of the things you've learned about the off-ice stuff, just to say?
I mean, all those guys, like, showing up to the rink early, like, they've been playing in the sleep for a while, just stretching, taking care of their bodies. It's fun to see that, and kind of gives me, like, obviously motivation to kind of follow what they're doing.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward, rookie forward, Sacha Boisvert. First career NHL goal. He also had 4 shot attempts in this game, 2 of them on net, 2 hits, and he also won 2 of 5 faceoffs. Only had 9:18 of ice time, but I thought he was noticeable in the limited ice time that he did get in that fourth line role. So congratulations to him. Another guy that had a terrific game was Arvid Soderblom. He made 25 saves on 27 shots for a .926 save percentage, his 100th career NHL start. Let's hear what Arvid had to say after this victory.
You guys have had some rough nights in this building. How nice is it to get a win?
Yeah, it feels good to finally get one here. I think my first 2 games here wasn't that good, but both games this year have been okay, and it was nice to get a win today.
What do you think you guys did well as a team?
I think we defended good all throughout the game. Cracked down a little bit at the end, but overall a solid defensive game from our side, and then we know we're a skilled team, so the goals are going to come. But today we focus on the defensive side, and then if you play good defense, you're going to get your chances. And we got a skilled team, so we scored today, and it was good to see.
How important is it to get just like some good team performances here down the stretch, get something to feel good about going into the summer?
Yeah, it's every game matters in this league, and we see this time here as a chance to get better and prepare and get better every day. That'll help us next year. We take every day and try to get better. That's just what we do.
The numbers aren't everything, but the second half of the year, your numbers have been a lot better. Do you feel like it's been a strong stretch for you?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't looked at the numbers for I don't know how many years. I think you just gotta look at your own performance and try to get better every day. And you obviously look at the video and you talk to the goalie coach, and you try to improve that way every day. So the numbers is nothing that I've been looking at, to be honest. But I feel like since Olympic break maybe, I feel like for me personally, it's been a step in the right direction.
All right, that was Blackhawks goaltender Arvid Soderblom. Kind of hear the sarcastic chuckling with the numbers, because some of the numbers haven't been great in some games this season, but I do feel like he's probably playing his best hockey of the season right now. Over his last 4 starts, he has made 147 saves on 162 shots. That's a .908 save percentage, which is well above league average, which is sub 900 in today's NHL this season, which is kind of crazy to see. But yeah, .908 save percentage is really solid over the last 4 starts, and he's got 2 wins over that stretch as well. All right, let's hear from Blackhawks defenseman Alex Vlasic, and we hear what he had to say following his team's victory in Seattle.
It's hardest for you guys the last 2 years. How nice is it to get a win here?
Yeah, it was really nice. I feel like everybody contributed. We had everybody step up. Korch made a really nice play at the end there to Sosh, and Sody played outstanding. So yeah, to see everybody play well, it was nice. Nice to see.
Korchinski seemed like he had one of his better games. So what did you see from him overall?
He's been great since he's been here. I feel like he's been playing really good defensively. He's been making some really nice breakout passes, holding on to the puck, making some good poised plays with it. So really happy for him. He seems like he's feeling a lot more comfortable.
Connor was saying this morning that it's cool to look around and see, like, this is the team now. Like, this is what it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Is that an exciting when you put together a performance like this with this group?
Yeah, I feel like it shows that we can kind of keep up with, Seattle's going for a playoff spot here. So, we're right in the mix. I think when we play our best game, when we're playing smart with the puck, it's hard for teams to keep up with our speed. And then, when we're grinding teams down, our skill can kind of shine through. So, it's definitely pretty cool to see us have success tonight. And hopefully we can continue that the next couple of games here down the stretch.
With Renzel moving up with you, what do you think worked well for your pairing?
I think we played together a little bit this year, but last year as well at the end of the year, I felt like we had good chemistry then. And, we both like to hang on to pucks and skate with it. So I think once we, the next handful of games here get a little more comfortable with each other, hopefully we're, contributing offensively in the Ozone. I felt like we were moving a little bit tonight when we did get the puck there. So, he's easy to play with and such a good skater and fluid. And hopefully we can just kind of keep this thing rolling.
You just heard from Blackhawks defenseman Alex Vlasic. His team picked up a 4-2 victory on the Seattle Kraken. We got more to get to here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, including Jeff Blashill's postgame press conference. That's coming up next right here on 720 WGN.
Kaiser, he spins it back around up the right wing to McKayev with speed over the Kraken line, crisscrossing with Bertuzzi to the high slot, to McKayev beside the net, put it in front for Frondell, they score! Tyler Bertuzzi is there to clean up the mess and put it in behind Grubauer for Tyler Bertuzzi. That's 32 on the season and gives the Hawks a 2-0 lead.
Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. The Blackhawks win in Seattle for just the second time in 8 games. The Blackhawks came into tonight with a 1-5-1 all-time record in Seattle against the Kraken. That one win came in the first game of the season, or the first game in Seattle that the Blackhawks played. So the Hawks were 0-5-1 in the previous 6 games in Seattle. So nice to see them get back into the win column, not just snapping a winless skid in Seattle, but snapping a winless skid as a whole for the Blackhawks. Time for tonight's Ice Times, sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. You just heard from him, Alex Vlasic. 22-27 was the leader for Chicago. Sam Renzel was right behind him at 21-04. I should mention that Vlasic was paired with Sam Renzel in this game. Usually he had been paired with Louis Crevier, but Renzel ends up getting bumped up to the top pairing. Crevier bumps down to the second with Wyatt Kaiser, and they came in second as far as the second defenseman pairings for the Blackhawks. Wyatt Kaiser finished with 20 minutes and 41 seconds. Crevier was at 20:09. The forward that led the way for the Blackhawks in this game was Teuvo Teravainen, 20 minutes and 48 seconds of ice time. Let's hear what the Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill had to say about his team's performance in Seattle tonight.
Imagine you'd be pretty happy with the team game on that one.
Yeah, I thought we had a good team game. I thought, throughout most of the game, I thought we defended pretty well. You know, we talked about going in the game. We can't give them anything easy. We had to make them earn it because they're going to make us earn it. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that overall. A little bit in the third. The one's a little bit, I don't want to say unlucky, but a little kind of goofy. And then the D-zone one, I think we can be better than that in that situation. But overall, I was happy with our team game.
Nice to see Boisvert come through in a big situation like that.
It was great, and I thought their line played pretty well. I thought Slags had an excellent game and kind of paid off in his forecheck there to create the turnover. And, I do think Sasha can score, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable as he goes along here. So good for him to kind of crack that and get the goal.
In addition to the fourth line, seemed like the third D pair also had a strong game.
Yeah, I thought those guys played good. They've played pretty good together. It's a hard thing playing your offside, and I think Deli's done a really good job, and I think Korch has done a good job of being a kind of a guy who delivers the puck to people at the right times, and he's not overcomplicating it. He's using his feet to beat pressure, but then he's moving the puck to the open people, and when he does that and defends with his feet, he's been a really a good player.
How important is it for this young group to get some games like this before the season runs out?
Yeah, I think it's critical. I mean, we talked about it for a while now. Like, this is our group moving forward for the most part, give or take a player or two, and so I think we need to take strides. We need to take steps forward. If we don't do it now, we're gonna have to do it a year from now. So why not take those steps and grow and learn? It's what we've really focused on the whole stretch. A couple games got away from us, the Philly and New York, but other than that, I think we've played pretty good hockey and we've done a pretty good job of taking steps forward.
Moving Renzel up with Vlasic, what was the idea there, and how do you think it went?
I didn't. It was more, honestly, more getting Kai's in a spot. Kaiser's been our best D here in the last little bit, and so, you know, we just felt, and you know, if we put him and Krebs together, it's probably going to get Kaiser in a spot that, you know, he's out there maybe against the other team's best sometimes and things like that. And then Vlas and Rins have been a good pair at times, so we just thought we'd mix that up. I didn't think Vlas and Rins as a pair had their best night ever. That Vlas got better and better as the game went along. So we'll see where we go from there.
All right, that was Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill talking about a nice defensive performance by the Blackhawks in this game. Some other quick-hitting items that I wanted to touch on. Teuvo Teravainen snapped a 15-game goal drought, scoring on the power play. Massive goal for him, even though it didn't. It was kind of like a fluky goal, and Philip Grubauer ended up kind of like putting it in himself. But you could tell by the celebration that Teravainen had, it was a little bit of a weight lifted off of his shoulders, because Scott Powers of The Athletic did a story on Teravainen, or talked to him a few days ago, and Teravainen admittedly told him that he has zero confidence right now. And it's kind of funny to hear from a veteran that has won a Stanley Cup and has been around the NHL and is kind of looked upon as a leader. But everyone goes through those confidence issues, those ups and downs, and Teravainen had really been fighting it over the last month. So it was great to see him find the back of the net. He did so on the power play, which was also noteworthy because the Blackhawks came into this game since January 12th, so almost a two-month stretch, Blackhawks being dead last in power play percentage at 9.2%. They were 8 for 87 over that stretch. So it was great to see the power play get back on track just a little bit. And then how about Ryan Donato, the game that he had, finished with 10 shot attempts. Two got blocked, two missed the net, six of them hit the net. That was a game-high six shots on goal, but it was also matching a season-high for Ryan Donato. I believe he had six against the Montreal Canadiens in the home opener, which was the third game of the season that came in a 3-2 loss. I mentioned in the intermission show, but Ryan Donato had three shots on goal in the first period alone. This is the 15th time this season that Donato has had at least three shots in a game. 12 of those 15 came from October through December. The other three have come from January 1st to April. So when Donato's on his game, he's shooting the puck with confidence, and he's not overthinking it. Like he's just kind of has like a shoot first mentality. And so you really saw it tonight in this game. And then lastly, Connor Bedard picked up a pair of points. He now has 199 career points in the NHL. So his next one will be 200 of his NHL career. We'll take our final break here, and then we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, wrapping up a 4-2 victory for the Blackhawks over the Seattle Kraken. Their final road game of the season will come on Monday against the San Jose Sharks. Before we preview that one, time now for a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players, sponsored by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. How about we check in on our Blackhawks quarterback prospect, who is Mason West, number 29 overall pick for the Blackhawks last year, quarterbacked Edina to the state title before turning the attention full-time to hockey. Tonight wrapped up the regular season for the USHL's Fargo Force, and he finished with 25 points, 10 goals, 15 assists in 38 games this year. And he ended up scoring the shootout winner in the game tonight. So he had a really nice season after kind of like a second half season after he spent the first half of the year playing quarterback for his high school and leading them to a state title. One of the more intriguing prospects in the system at 6'6", 218 pounds. He will be going to Michigan State next year to continue his development. So something to monitor. Mason West put together a nice second half of the year after he turned his attention full time to hockey. Time now for tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Blackhawks' final road game of the season in San Jose on Monday, 9 o'clock start, 8:30 pregame show, and it's going to be against Macklin Celebrini, who is having a Hart Trophy-type season. And just when you think the Sharks were dead in the water, they had went They went 0-5-1 in six games. They had then rattled off four wins in a row. They hosted the Nashville Predators tonight. Unfortunately for San Jose, they got handed a 6-3 loss to the Predators. And with that win for Nashville, they jump up ahead of San Jose and ahead of the LA Kings. And now the San Jose Sharks are 2 points out of the final wildcard spot. And they have two teams to jump, Nashville and LA. So that's a massive loss for San Jose against Nashville tonight, but they are still very much in the thick of it. So expect a hungry San Jose Sharks team when they play the Blackhawks on Monday. And then we got to talk about Macklin Celebrini. I saw a stat that went, that kind of circulated social media yesterday. The Sharks record when Macklin Celebrini has a point this year, 34-17-4. When he doesn't record a point, the San Jose Sharks have just two wins all year, 2-15-3. I mean, if that's not the definition of most valuable player to your team, if the San Jose Sharks make it inside the playoffs, somehow sneak into the playoffs, I imagine Macklin Celebrini is going to be number one on a lot of Hart Trophy ballots. So it should be a fun one, though, between Connor Bedard and Macklin Celebrini to wrap up the final road trip of the season for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Citgo. Download the app now to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight / this morning. Big thanks to our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Eli Burke. They were led by our engineer, the captain, Krista Flores. For John Weideman and Steve Conroy, who brought you the call from Seattle, I'm Charlie Romeliotis signing off after a 4-2 win over the Kraken. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Monday.